the basic question that was on my mind back then that caused me to both break through to a new level of real perception about things I'm seeing on TV and also caused me to
interloping.
Say like Matt.
It's interloping. It's called interloping within the android meme. Interloping within the construct of the android meme. Because, see, in those days it wasn't developed yet. But yet you were still judged by it. You were still gauged by your inference of how close or far away you were from what that known reality is or was. But yet you find out that the android meme is a goddamn liar. You're like, uh-oh, wait a minute, this thing, they lied on me. No, hell no, this ain't how that is. And then next thing you know, it's beyond you. And the next thing you know, Kitty Carlisle is a slut.
Yeah, I mean, it went something like that. I mean, it started off with a more coherent issue, and then it veered. I mean, the main question I had on my mind was, like, I had this notion that the secret, that Colbert's secret, when he was really kind of had his peak powers around the time of Obama getting elected, I perceived this thing that I was like, his secret is that he is influenced and is aware of both the Church of the Subgenius and the real Bob. Was I at least correct in that he was aware of both and both were informing his comedy, and that's what I was responding to partially?
Close.
Okay. Well, that's good enough for Colbert. Let's come back to recently. I was curious about the people. I mean, it's an old concern. It's an old thought, but very much popularly raised lately when Alex Jones was on Joe Rogan and did a whole bunch of ranting panic ranting about DMT as something that the conspiracy uses, and the idea that, you know, what the cutting edge of the conspiracy is, these people getting aliens.
Stop.
Is it just ourselves?
Stop. Slow down. He had a chance. He and Glenn Beck had an opportunity. They had every choice to embrace their non-physical. They chose the latter. They did not. And now he's having to cry, beg, and please listen to my show one more time. I'm sorry, Sandy Hook. It really did happen. Okay? The same thing with Glenn Beck, who lost everything. And the blade is holding on only because others are giving the money. But he's lost all because he had a choice to choose, and he did not choose. So it is the predicated outcome from separating yourself from your power. That's why we caution these high, mighty ones. Okay, Letterman did the same thing, okay, except Letterman vetted his position, meaning he got to a certain point and he stopped and he stepped out. Boom, he's good. It's no problem. He's never going to ascend, but he's not going to fall. Do you see? Do you see the difference?
That Letterman basically threw up his hands and dropped out. And that was the right thing to do?
Quickly. It was the only thing he could do, or lose.
Right.
But see, that was driven from worldwide pants, not him. Do you know who owns worldwide pants?
Oh, I assumed it was him, but no.
A computer says no.
I thought that was a pretty funny name, that Worldwide Pants. It would be a good name for a company that was a lot more sinister than you suspected. But I was more wanting to, I mean, Alex Jones, he's a lot.
Easy. Easy. We didn't say.
Okay. I more wanted to ask about whether the DMT elves are actually just us. And that it's like a narcissist narcosis experience of talking to the collective.
He just lost off. He was trying to, he got drunk on his own liquor. And he got carried away with the whole thing. And so then it became, the beast started feeding the disease. Then the disease was the beast. And then the beast started feeding the disease. And so early Kyler from the Squidbillies did it like this. He had it fixed on his hat. You know what it said? When God takes a dump on your head, crash it into a hat that says, when God takes a dump on your head, crash it into a hat that says, when God takes a dump on your head, crash it into a hat that says, you see that little circular part of that?
Mm-hmm.
You understand it?
Possibly. I don't know.
The known issue. Okay, we know you don't. That's the reason we goaded you into that position. We're not poking at you. We're trying to make it better. And that's what we want. That's what you want. And we're good.
Cool.
So this is fine. Here's the point. There's is's and arnesses. Okay? The is's and the arnesses. What is and then what are's. Okay? The conversation becomes what's live and what's Millerax or what's real and what's not. Now what's now known is everything is wrong. There is nothing. You have no faith and confidence in anything. And we say, wonderful. The little man has embraced all their power into the telephone. You put all your power into the box. Now you're finding out that the box tells you only what it wants you to know. So when you Google something that knows everything, it only tells you the things they want you to see.
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying, but that goes against every grain of knowing that you pay money to get this thing to tell you what to think. Because it's thinking for you, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah, that's
it. Had you known that, would you maybe participate in not quite so many terabytes of engagement?
Maybe not. No.
Okay. Slow down. Don't undo your stuff. Now you're doing good. Just slow up. If that is the case, now you're in a position where you have to know. And if you don't know, then you got to trust somebody else to tell you what you know. There's the rub.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, one of these things is not like the other. Which one of them is not?
I don't know.
Oh, good. Okay, one is something that God would do, and the other is something a little man would do.
Okay,
that may help give you a little clue. That may give you a little clue to where we're kind of rubbing this little thing here. Because remember, we got your dick wet. We want you to get off now. We're going to get you all the way there. We're going to do that because we're good. We're good. We're not as good as we once were, but we're pretty good. We're pretty good. Maybe the best you ever had. We're going to see, but time will tell. Time and eternity will tell. But it's going to be good. All right. The rub. So you got to have contrast to get the orgasm going. The rub. The rub gets you to the position where you're interested and you want to know, but you don't want to be responsible, you see. You want all the benefits. You want all the palisades of living in the palace, but you don't want to pay the light bill. As you free park, didn't cost you a thing. You want all the glorious aspects of ruling your kingdom, but you don't want to pay the people to muck the stalls for your grand limousine stallions to pull your carriage coating 18 karat gold. See the rub? You got to take the whole hog sausage. You got to be responsible and be a big boy and run your kingdom if you ascend. You see? And you want to. We want you to really badly. But we don't give a shit if you don't. We would like for you to, but it doesn't make any difference to me or you or them or they or us or the superfluous they. It's all up to you. The whole point is for you to come into your power. And once you do that, then the android meme has no more power. But instead what's happening is you're building this velocity and capacity that the little man can't keep up with. What we're trying to say is the only reason there's a timed element to this conversation now is because the Ravinia pit, marsh pit that the guff came out of, is fixing to make a vacuum that pulls so many humans into it that you will not even be able to contain. You will feel the souls whooshing by your head. There'll be so many, so quickly. And it will have to be placated in the point where it's not that serious, it's not that real, it's not that true. Bring out your dead. Bring out your dead. Bring out your dead. Bring out your dead. It'll come to that very quickly. Well, it's not interesting if the case, because the remember this, the 211 squared squared, and something's falling 32 feet per second per second.
Okay.
You know that term?
That's the acceleration.
It's not okay. Okay.
But I've heard that before.
Okay.
That's supposedly the formula
then
for
say
how
that
you fall.
Good. Then say that. Not okay. Because it's not okay. But yes,
okay.
That is the formula. I'm aware of that, of this gravitational pull of falling a position of 32 feet per second per second. So the more seconds that go, the more 32 feet there are in that fastness. You see? Does that work the same for a feather as a an Imperial Bösendorfer 11-foot concert grand piano? Is it the same?
Not in the ocean of air.
Ah, now there's a rub. See, that's where we're going to get there, the rub. See, this is the good part. Okay. Now soften this down a little bit. If you're not serious, this is easy. What's happened now is because of this summoning of the, well, first of all, it started with Bob. It always starts with Bob. And then it came all the way up to that cusp, to the edge of a dark horse. Okay? We talked about this till people's ears bled. That's a lot of talking, for ears to bleed. Some held on, some went away, some went their way. Some are back, some are over. Everything a rabbit can do to a stump, aboard, about, above, across, after, against, along, amid, among, you know the story. Those damn prepositions. But yet, they still are. Okay? But now what's happened, now, what's happened is there's a bit of an expediency to this conversation. And it's not because you're less God. You're not. You're all the God you've ever been. And it's not that you're going to be more God, because you can't be any more God than you already are. But what happened is now the angel battle in heaven, is coming up to the cusp. So now what happens is you're either going to be a carpetbagger or you're going to win the war. And this war that has to be won, number one, does two things. It puts the angels back in their place and they're running things. And they're pissed as shit. They are not happy. You have no idea. There seems to be things ripped asunder. There seems to be things you've never heard or seen before in the life. If you think CNN is a goddamn nervous now, you give it about another second. Remember, that's another second. There won't be enough TV time to show the death and destruction at the foot. You won't believe it. And the reason this is occurring is that now the battle, which is where your people are coming into their place of power, and they're starting to rule and reign. Okay? Do you remember the show Reign?
I never saw it. I heard the name.
Okay. It's on the do you have a telephone?
Yep.
You do?
After many years, I finally have one, yeah.
Yeah, does it show videos? Do you have video access to it?
Sporadically. In terms of binging a whole TV show, I'd be more likely to rent DVDs from the library.
Wow.
I don't know if it's old.
Hold on one second. Okay, just a minute. Be real still. Don't move. Okay? Are you comfortable?
I'm going to sit down. Okay, I'm comfortable.
Okay, be still. Think happy thoughts just for a little bit, okay?
Okay.
Bob.
Yes. Yes.
Do you hear what's happening here? There's three things taking place here all at the same time. You have one candidate who's not a McLuhanite living in a McLuhan world.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does that make sense? He is the poster child for what Marshall McLuhan said could not happen, and it is.
Right.
You see?
I see that.
He says mediaecology has to invade him. Mediaecology has to take him over. Mediaecology has to judge him. He can't be a god because of mediaecology. The Licky Box is watching him. Now he decides how he's even going to engage in the android meme. You don't have that choice. You don't have that fodder. You don't have that capacity. But he doesn't live up to Croker. Croker said they would have killed him in his bed. Okay? Then he doesn't live up to Thompson.
Thompson.
Thompson said he's not. Thompson said he's not smart enough to know that he's stupid. Right?
Yeah, no, you're right. That's true, Brian. We know this about Brian.
Okay.
I do, anyway.
Well, no, but see, here's the magic. Here's the magic. Ascension's still fast. It's coming. It's fast. It's on. Not because gods are in a hurry, but because they're actually starting to engage. Okay? And the angels are starting to respond. Now, this was starting in a twofold part. First of all, he's got to find some way to watch rain. It's on the Netflix, it's on the Hulu, it's on the Ho-Ho, it's on the TT and the BB and the DD. We think you probably go to a pool of water somewhere and look in the gaze into the water, and the TV show will probably just start showing right there on the pool of, on the reflection of the water, because the way the Android meme works now, stop, be comfortable, think happy thoughts, we got this. The point is that he is in an anomaly. This is going on all around him, and he has subterfuged himself out of the android meme. Now, this is a great example because everybody's in the android meme. Everyone is captured. Everyone is in bondage. Everybody's stuck. Everybody's stuck in this, oh, I got to have my phone. Oh, I got to charge my phone. Oh, I got to have juice. Now they make battery packs that you tote around to plug your damn phone in to make the phone have a plug over plug over plug over plug over plug over plug over plug. The most incredible thing ever, because you can't go 1 second at less than 24%. It's tragic. It's an error. And syntax is over. What if something happens? What if we don't? What if we got, you can't live without it. Gotta have it. You know, hundreds of gigs of data just to find your way home. People don't even know how to get home, Bob. They have to put in an address to get back home because there's traffic. What if there's traffic? Well, how does that goddamn box know that there's traffic or not to get you out? No, you don't understand. They have eyes in the sky. They watch it. Oh, really? That sounds very McLuhan-esque, doesn't it? Oh, no, they know. They check the roads. They run this. The police call it in. It's all recorded. Everything is recorded. And then the Licky Box knows, and it'll read out. And even if I take a different turn or move some other way, the computer box will read it out me the best way. I got the fastest way. I got the quickest way. I got the shortest way. I got forms in which I'm supposed to print slowly, you see. And I have to have a Licky Box to be able to tell me which ones to do that on. Okay, now he doesn't suffer from that.
He got out of that.
So, okay, but here's the rub. Here's the rub. The one thing that would move his ascension instantly would be what Bert did. Do you remember Bert?
Yes. You know Bert,
you remember
Brian.
Bert?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Remember Bert? Okay, guess what Bert did? He engaged his non-physical. Perfect. He engaged in products, which we're trying to make that be as soft as we possibly can, but it just allows your body a chance to catch up with what you're knowing. Okay, while you're trying to cut the mustard, it lets you catch up. And it's a good transient thing because everybody who does it can't do it without it. Okay? But we don't want to make it be about that because Carolyn Dean says she doesn't want any damn cult or something. But Heaven's Gate ain't got nothing. These motherfuckers fixing stuff falling over stone cold dead. Did you hear? You heard me? They fixing stuff falling out. Now, Bird took the android meme and watched something called the OA. See, isn't it amazing that the android meme told you how to beat the android meme?
Mm-hmm.
How about that? And think about that now. The android meme showed you, taught you, Well, it doesn't to us. We told you. Bob started it. He hadn't have thought about it and created these goddamn bodies. You wouldn't have to kill them all to live. But here's what happened. Bert took those OA movements and changed his meat-type body to force him into a puntable or score position. Fourth down, fourth and three. Do you carry the ball and go with it, or do you punt and win the game, or do you try to do a fake and do something? Do you have all these choices that you can do? All of them. Then what happens is once you have that in place, you know what to do. Okay, so Bert used the android meme that was trying to do him in and gave him a tactile advantage over the angels that are trying to fuck him up so he doesn't ascend. And the reason the angels, a third of heaven, doesn't want him to ascend is because they don't want God to win. They don't want Bert as a god, because Bert's going to tell them how to milk out of the coconut. They don't want that. Do you see? But there's a whole bunch of hoo-hoo-woo-woo-doo-doo over that, because they don't want to win, and that's why they're changing everything, the angels. They're more powerful than you know. And we've had
they're changing everything?
About what yes, they have, to the point that they've sped it up. But now the reason they sped it up is because of Bob's android meme. See, the four bodies. Where's the fifth body, Bob? The fifth body is the disciple making the Requiem. Remember the Requiem, what the Requiem is based on? Those damn Maccabees. Do you remember the Maccabees, Bob?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Well, they weren't even included. But yet that becomes the script. The Maccabees lay out the script, and it's not even included. So now they've given you the grimoire, but they haven't given you the keys to how to open it. They've given you the air, but not the airs to drive it. So now what's happened is all been fast forward just a little bit.
Are you saying the angels did that? The angels emphasized the Maccabees?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So now this gets really groovy, because now you have a lifeless android meme running the world. A lifeless android meme, a dead android running the world.
That's the angel.
Well, no, they're driving the android meme is different. Because they would never get involved into a pissing match, because a god's going to come along and put their dick in the dirt. See? They can't risk that. Because everyone has the power in a box, in a cardboard box, living in a box. Everybody has that power. Some access it, some can't. You see? But now.
So there's this dead thing, dead Rumpelstiltskin running the world.
And everybody believes it, because whatever Rumpelstiltskin says, his name is, it is. So the Mickey Box says, this way to the beach, Bob. This way. Turn right. Turn right. Turn right. Either I know how to get to the damn beach. No, turn right. And then you don't turn right, you sprain your ankle. Damn, the box told me I should have turned right. I should have. I should just stop thinking and start listening and just go on with it. I am saying, quit thinking. Just know, and there you go. You see what happens? There's a fine line.
So the every day, the Democrats and the Republicans argue, they make a declaration because they're saying everybody's watching the black box. We must dominate it by saying something every day. Because the people will believe whoever dominates the microphone that day.
No, they don't believe it. They don't believe it. That doesn't matter. That they're on the microphone makes them be alive. Because otherwise, who the fuck knows that Nasty Pelosi could have been dead 5 years ago, and who the hell would care?
Right. So the content of the Android meme is pretending that someone's listening. And you're saying people aren't responding, aren't listening.
And Walter Board wouldn't have to be dead if he was still in the Android meme. But now he's all but gone.
Because the Android meme died.
For him.
Hmm. Well, did it die for Brian?
Well, no, that's the interesting thing. We're going to get all the way back to GQ in the little book.
Yeah.
That's the rub. That's the rub. That's the difference. That's what's being read here, is the little book. The little book is key because it brings back full circle a whole bunch of stuff. Now, it's not fair, y'all, because Bob knows stuff that nobody else knows, and that's okay, but this is a good point. The point of order is there's a quiz, okay? So you may need enough information to have good tactile visceral knowing of what it is that's occurring here. We've told you every damn thing of the sun, moon, stars to do to ascend. Many are doing just that. So much so that the android mean has got the angels, or vice versa. We don't know if it's live or Memorex. They've got this hot. She's coming in hot, Captain. I'm giving her all she's got.
Who's doing that?
Scotty from Star Trek. Remember Scotty from Star Trek?
Yeah.
I'm giving her all she's got, Captain. He wants more, and we're giving her all she's got. The dilithium crystals are going about to bust. We're going to bust the dilithium crystals anytime. Captain, I'm giving her all she's got. See? There's the trouble. There's the trouble. It's forced the issue. Now the angels are nervous, because if they're not careful, they're going to lose this battle. And they're going to go back to be servants. And that's only to those who come into their power. And that's why you're seeing some of these people have power to, they say somebody's dead, and they say, no, they fall over dead. They say this is not going to be this way, and all of a sudden for them, it works that way. Do you see? Some people have no trouble having things worked out for them. No problem. And you giggle, and, well, let's see, we make fun of you because you do nothing and control and rule the world. And we make fun of you. Well, Bob's responsible for this. Oh, really? What did Bob do? Bob did nothing. He did absolutely nothing. He didn't even show up. He would have said, if you let me sit on this board, I'll never have owned a company that let me sit on the board. There's no way that's happening. People are crazy. He lost your damn mind. You think, I don't run nothing. I don't have to run nothing. I own it. I don't have to do all that. But the point then is simpler than that, because you get the rub here, Bob. If the angels are forcing the android meme to become so concentrated that the humans either have to be subservient and die in their place, or ascend and be God. And if they ascend, they're going to run the angels. We're just going to change the android meme. That's why we say 32 feet per second. Per second, it's been a long ship to the bottom, to the abyss. But it's landing very quickly, because a handful or a few or a lot or some are starting to catch on, do you see? They're starting to figure it out. They're starting to say, wait a second, I didn't have anything, and now I have everything. I didn't do anything. How does this work? Okay, that's the essence of creation. Well, all I did was, well, then it was nowhere. What, I did nothing? I did nothing. That's what I did. I'm responsible. Put me in responsible. I'm going to be in charge of nothing. I'm going to run the nothing. Bob is the president of nothing. President of nothing. We should have a company. We should make a company, the nothing company. Bob can run it. He can run the world of nothing. It's like the world of Sid and Marty Krofft back in the CNN days, but it's going to be the world of nothing. But the point is the handful of people who got it, go, let's go, are now questioning their very own power. We'll be soft. We'll say, let's just pick somebody. We don't matter. And somebody dies, okay, and they cause it. We'll change the names to protect the innocent. That position is nothing other than a place of power. And God's never sad when someone dies, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But they say God knows, and, you know, that's how that works. And so you're dead, and you're gone, and goodbye. Bicycle, you're good. Rust in the sickle and reap. That's the reason we're saying bicycle now, because the sickle's coming. The point is, God does this, and God ain't sorry, and people say, oh, we don't be responsible for killing people. Well, then don't be God. If you're not responsible for people, then don't be God. Sorry. Do what you do. You can help all you can help. Encourage them. Love them. Do whatever you're going to do. Rah, rah, ready. Kick them in the other knee. You know, it's all good. The point is they got to come into their own place of power. This is you, sir, comfortably sitting in your chair, are different than everybody else, because everybody else, Kiska say, is so wrapped up in the coitus of the pussy of the android meme, they can't even see themselves. They'll lick this damn telephone. They're having to make them waterproof now because people lick it. They lick the damn telephone. Nasty thing in the world. You can go eat off the toilet easier than you can get around your telephone. Bob could never carry a telephone. He'd wash it. He'd dip it in bleach. He'd scrub it. He'd do anything. He'd never get that nasty thing away from me. It's so ridiculous. It's unbelievable how filthy it is. And people will lick it. They'll lick it. You need somebody's butthole easier than you can lick one of these telephones. And people just cannot stand 30 seconds without it being touching their beingness. They don't even like to leave it when they charge it. They have to lay it right by their bed. Sure. They lay it on their bed, on the end of it. They got to have it. That's the connection to the Android me. Now, you're saying you don't have that. And we say do something, which is an instantaneous do something. Boom. People are quit this damn show and went and watched Rain while we've been talking about it. You can believe that. Or it's downloading, it's in their TV, and it's playing in their bathrooms when they go take a shit with these wives. And they watch it while they're taking a shit for 7 minutes. They look away, and it pauses. It pauses with facial recognition. It knows who you are. And then you can watch the whole show and see how the whole damn thing with Mary Queen of Scots worked out, what the details were, and what we were trying to say about coming to your power and how you had the reign, how Louis didn't work and Charles didn't get it figured out, and why Queen Elizabeth won, and how the whole damn thing worked out, and how France is going to fall. The Arc de Triomphe will fall. The Arc de Triomphe will fall. You'll know this. Because you'll see it in rubble. It's not interesting. It is.
Yeah.
Not interesting. It might be interesting, but you're resting comfortably inside yourself, mostly. But that's good for you. So what we're trying to say is you have an unusual... This is a good example, Bob, of the Damascus Road and the Emmaus Road. Many people are going down the Emmaus Road with their hand, with their hands in the Android means ass. Getting fisted by the Android meme. Okay? They got their hand in the Android meme bath of this telephone. But he is on a Damascus road. He doesn't have the benefit of that. He has to be struck with it. Struck with the Android meme. You're still comfortable, aren't you?
Well, remarkably.
Stay there.
Considering the violence.
Be calm. Be calm.
Considering
be
the what?
Be calm.
Considering the violence of the strikes.
Oh, yeah.
Violence, the severity.
He knows.
The, overwhelming
power. He knows Damascus. He knows Damascus. That's good. That's good. But it changed Saul's name. It changed Saul of Tarsus's name. It's how virulent it was. So we ain't mad. It's all good. But see, here you go. You can get it all in one fell swoop. We talked about this. We laid it out completely of how this works. You get it right here. Some get it by the flood. Some get it by the fire. Here you go. This is that window and hour of opportunity. Okay? He can't even watch Rain to see how the empires work themselves out. How we tell him to go watch the 100 to see the benefit of being ascended and being the God. He can't do that. He can find something on a goddamn red book, red box. What if he finds out there ain't no damn red boxes no more? Oh, you've got to go somewhere in the bowels of Oregon to get the last blockbuster. That's the last blockbuster to get to win a movie. And guess what? The beta players don't work no more. The beta tapes, they don't work no more. We don't have one. There ain't one. It's lost. They got reel-to-reel. They got the reel-to-reel, but NASA uses that. So Houston, we've got a problem. Those forms of media ecology have evaporated, you see. They don't do shorts anymore, do they? Okay? So here's the point. The things that we would give you from reference points to get you to become a god, you don't have access to. And we think that's wonderful. Because when you were struck by lightning, and you get it instantly, by the flood, by the fire, then you get it. Wonderful. And you got it. So you're ascended. So wonderful. That's great. All right? But you see the difference here, Bob? The words we would use, this is the angelic force that's causing this corporeal unction. Okay, Bob, what did we say?
Corporeal unction.
Perfect. Now, Bob says that he's got it from now on, or until the latest, till the next time we ask him, and he's like, oh, I don't know. I don't listen to this foolishness. He calls me, don't listen to all this. He would never ascend. He would never become a god if I had to say corporeal unction. If I had to say corporeal unction, forget it. I'm going to the beach. We're good. This was fun. Goodbye. It was nice when it lasted so good. But then what happens is, simply what happens is, you get ability or capacity for what we call an S-path. What that means is you get to engage and jump into your place of power. But then we would send him to the OA to watch the angel, to master the angel movements, so that he'd have a chance in getting the angels, especially like an archangel, to yield. Because what happens is when an archangel comes, now Jenny Bell can smote them. She can smote angels. She gets that. She knows how to do it. But she's strong. What that means is she knows who she is in God. She knows who she is. There's no question. She knows. You don't have to ask her. She knows. And then she's the kindest, warmest, most compassionate person probably on this planet. Okay? You need to get on your hands and knees. And if she happened to spit on you, you'd probably feel better than you did otherwise. Okay? And that being said, she's the one that would be reverent and soft and easy and kind and let you be wherever you are until you are not. Okay? That's a wonderful position because she's comfortable in her place of power. She's grounded. Okay? And that bleeds through marvelously. 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 Can't even say that. Marvelously. Marvelously. Maybe that's the way to say it. Marvelously. But the marvel is that you come into your power and you still, we'd say, some level, have a bit of humility. Meaning, just because you're God don't mean you have to cram it down somebody's throat. Right? No reason right. to. Not necessary. You still be God. You know, remember Bob with his big, big trouble? And we talked about all that. Well, we told everybody, see, how to handle that and how to work with it. So now you don't have to even suffer from big dick syndrome. Isn't that great? So now, let's get you off right quick because that's what we promised. We said, you got you wet. Now we got to get you going. The point of this connection allows you to find some way to make your power be known or notable to no one except for yourself. You hope for the realm of glory, but we want you to have glory. We don't want it to be in the hope realm. Hope is a marvelous thing to have, but it is a suck-ass, terrible strategy. To hope you become God is a terrible place. You don't want to hope, you want to know. Okay? So now, the help things, the marital aids that we provided for you, you have no access to. See? And you're not mad about this. Anybody else would have killed somebody to get a telephone. They got to have one. Now. Right now. Got to get it. If it dies, they go pick up one before they go home. They'll go walk. They can't they don't have a car. They don't have money. They'll walk to wherever the telephone place is to get a telephone. Do whatever they got to do. No problem. Mm-hmm. No problem. They got to have it. But all of a sudden, you don't. You see how that's an anomaly?
Certainly an exception, yeah.
And we ain't mad because you still have access. See, that's the rub. You're not disadvantaged. You're not less than. Do you see? Because you can actually have conversation with us and get time.
And get what?
Get FaceTime with us. He's getting real FaceTime, Bob.
Hmm. Yeah, it's valuable.
That's Damascus. It may not be valuable. It may grind you to a fine powdery pulp. We'll see.
Well, that's valuable.
It can be.
Because
see, it's up to you. But you can't. Here's the rub, though. Here's the rub. Before God, which you are, before God, you can never go back. That's the rub. There ain't no back. Ain't no, I want to do this, I want to redo. Ain't no do-overs. You either come into it or you don't. It's over. Jigs up. You either get it or you don't. It's up to you. And it's easy, even without the resources. Yeah, you don't need a credit card. Everybody's got money, but nobody has cash. See the difference?
Oh, yeah.